Welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning in to the NHSCA Sports Hour. The show airs every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information about this show and listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/nhsca.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle @artist_first. And now here's your host of the NHSCA Sports Hour, Jeff Fisher.
Good evening, high school sports fans across America. This is the NHSCA Sports Hour for April the 5th. I'm Jeff Fisher, founder and editor-in-chief of High School Football America, here for 2 hours worth of sports talk tonight on the Artist First Radio Network. Once we wrap things up here on the NHSCA Sports Hour, we roll it right into High School Football America. That comes up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. It will be a best-of show tonight, but it's a real good one. You want to tune into it, as it'll be the show from March the 22nd, and two of the topics that I really like on the show. One is Robert Polk from Everett High School in Washington talking about his plan to prohibit high school football players from wearing helmets and shoulder pads during the off-season workouts in the state of Washington. And then another good guest on the show is John Luce, the founder of Lawrence First and Goal Foundation, that conducts high school football camps in Pennsylvania and Ohio, raising money through these camps for pediatric cancer research. John's a real good guy. His young teenage daughter, Lauren, is stricken with brain cancer. She's had a very tough life. She's a strong little girl, and out of the strength of Lauren has come some very good football camps in the Northeast that, again, help the players out, but also help out those stricken with cancer. Also, throughout the show tonight, we want to remind you that we're going to take a look back at what happened at the 23rd Annual NHSCA National High School Wrestling Championships held last week weekend in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Congratulations to all of the competitors there. We had another record class as far as the number is concerned in the five tournament championship categories. We had over 2,600 wrestlers. If you were with us last week, you heard Bob Ferraro, the founder of the NHSCA, talk about how pleased he was that the field continued to grow, even though we're having tough economic problems out there in America. But, you know, the parents stepping up there and coming through and making sure that their kids have those opportunities. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing better than winning a national championship. The NHSCA is, it doesn't matter how big your pedigree is when you come in there. You got them from all over the country. 47 states were represented, and the past weekend really showed how good wrestling is across America. As we had one young man, and we talked about him last week on the show with Bob, and we spoke a little bit more about what he was trying to do. Nick Herman, out of Amarillo, Texas, from Tascosa High School, he was trying to become just the third four-time winner at the NHSCA's, and he won it as a freshman, sophomore, and a junior. He was competing at 120 pounds last weekend, and Nick came up a little short. And again, this shows why the brackets are so tough. He lost early on. He was able to wrestle his way back to a fifth-place finish, so he took All-American honors, but Nick Herman did not become a four-time NHSCA champion, so that means there's only two names on that list still. We had it 2 years running. We were going for our third straight year, but Tyler Beckwith of Green High School out of New York in 2010 and Blake Rulo of Ettrick, Virginia, he's from Matoka High School in 2011. They're on that elite list of four-time NHSCA champions. So congratulations to Nick on his wonderful run, and again, congratulations to all of our champions. One of the champions in the senior division was one of the top wrestlers of all time in America. He won the 132-pound weight class. His name is Mark Gray from Blair Academy. We had his head coach, Jeff Buxton, on the show earlier this year. But Mark, who is a four-time national prep champion in America, won the 132-pound weight class and in the process won our Outstanding Wrestler Award. Another big award went to Lenny Richardson from St. Peter's Prep in Jersey City. He won the Adam Fry Award, and he just had a great championship tournament, winning the 145-pound weight class in the senior division, which makes him now a two-time national champ because he won the 140-pound championship as a junior. And he just did a wonderful job beating some good people along the way. In the semifinals, he disposed of Alec Moradanian of Detroit Catholic Central. He was a four-time Michigan State finalist and a three-time Michigan State championship, and Lenny was able to put him away in the semis. And then in the championship bracket, Lenny Richardson took care of a four-time West Virginia State champion in Dylan Cottrell, and with all of that, a 3-2 overtime victory in the championship match. Lenny Richardson is our Adam Fry Award recipient, so congratulations to him. And again, congratulations to all that competed. It was another wonderful weekend in Virginia Beach, Virginia, so much so that we can't wait for the 24th annual NHSCA National Championships that will be held once again next year in Virginia Beach. You can go to NHSCA.com to check out all of the results from last weekend. And again, Bob Ferraro was on the show last weekend. If you missed that conversation, go to the Artist First Archives. Click on the National High School Coaches Association, NHSCA Sports Hour, and you can listen to that free and on demand whenever you like. Want to remind everyone that a little bit later in the show, we're going to talk to you about the April nominees for the GTM Sportswear Athlete of the Month Award. We'll tell you who the six nominees are for the month of April, give you a little bit of their history coming up a little bit later in the show. We also want to remind you, one of our guests tonight is going to be Bert Call. Bert is the head coach at Modern Day High School in Santa Ana, California, and what a job his Monarchs did this past weekend in Cary, North Carolina. If you were with us on the show last week, we spoke with USA Baseball's Rick Riccobono about that wonderful tournament that they started, first year ever. It was called the National High School Invitational. They had 16 of the top programs in the country in North Carolina, and that included the number one and number two teams, according to Baseball America. Number one team was Carroll, Texas, and the other was Bishop Gorman out of Nevada. And guess what? The Monarchs took down both of those teams, number one and number two, and then in the championship, they took out the number 10 team in the country. So Bert Call, the head coach of Modern Day, will join us to talk about that great tournament and also the great tradition in Santa Ana that he's built over the course of time. That is a program that's been real good for the last quarter of a century. So Bert Call coming up in just a few minutes here on the NHSCA Sports Hour. We want to thank all of our sponsors week in and week out that make this show possible, starting with XCNation.com, the number one website for cross-country news in America. We want to thank Dr. Jared Spencer from Mind of an Athlete. We want to thank Gatorade for its G-Series and their sponsorship, the USA Navy, which was a big sponsor last week at the National High School Wrestling Championships. The other sponsor is Dalamuir, All-American Wrestling Supply. So all of those sponsors, make sure you just go there and click on our website and check out all of them. Cliff Keen was there in the house last week, making it that much better. Also, as we move through the show tonight, we want to remind you that one of our guests throughout the wrestling season, especially late in the season with the state championships, Willie Saylor, has come out with his individual national rankings, his final for the 2011-2012 year. We're going to talk about who all the national number ones are coming up a little bit later in the show. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, we're going to talk some baseball from Southern California, a team that kind of made everyone stand up and notice this past weekend in North Carolina. Going to Santa Ana, talking with Bert Call of Modern Day High School. That and more when we come back. This is the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network.
The hottest technology in the world isn't being developed in Silicon Valley. In the United States Navy, more top secret technologies are being created than ever before. Incredible machines made of stealth materials that fly by themselves. The only problem with these incredible technologies? It's a shame the enemy can't see them. To learn more, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. Navy, accelerate your life.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Call the American Heart Association or visit our website to learn more.
Jeff Fisher back on the National High School Coaches Association Sports Hour tonight. You may remember, if you're with us last week, talked about that big baseball tournament in Cary, North Carolina by USA Baseball called the National High School Invitational. We talked about, the number one team and the number two team in Carroll, Texas, and Bishop Gorman. There was one team that we didn't talk about, and that was the team that came out on top. They came in a very respectable number 18 in the nation, according to Baseball America, and Mater Dei out of Santa Ana, California, walked away with the crown in a very prestigious tournament. And right now, the head coach of Mater Dei, Burt Call, joins me to talk about last weekend and a little bit about his program. Welcome to the show, Coach.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure. I mean, you came out of this thing looking like the best team in America, according to a lot of the pundits out there. And why not? You beat the number 1, 2, and 10 teams in the country. Let's first start with the obvious question about the journey back to California from North Carolina. I got to believe the kids are sky high after kind of taking on the best in the nation. So, kind of, what was the feeling as you headed back west?
It was amazing. The kids were very excited about winning the championship, and so the planes ride home and the first day at school were pretty special for the kids, and they got to enjoy it, and they deserve it. They played extremely well during the tournament, and I'm very proud of them.
Let's kind of talk for the listeners around the nation that aren't familiar with their program, and then we'll kind of go in back into last weekend and some of the things that have happened. The tradition where you are right now, you're in your 14th season. You've had three California Interscholastic Federation Southern Section Championships, 70 kids on to play college ball, and a lot of other stats there. So beyond what I just said, tell the listeners a little bit about the tradition of Mater Dei baseball.
Well, the tradition goes back before even I got here with Coach Ikes and establishing, quality teams. And then once I took over, just kind of keep the team running and trying to build it up to a national level. And the kids over the years have played extremely well. And we kind of pride ourselves on, playing for the team and playing in big games so that we can kind of showcase what type of school we are and what type of baseball program we are.
Obviously, education comes first, so tell us a little bit about how you blend the two, because obviously a school like Mater Dei that's got great football traditions, great basketball traditions, it's not just about putting kids into professional athletics, I guess, it's about education. So what kind of role does education play in the school?
It plays a huge role. We, feel like we're a college prep school, and the kids do take demanding classes, and so we do have to balance the athletics and academic end of things, and to allow the kids to study and maintain their grades, and so that they can get into the college that they would like. So there is a definitely working together between the teachers and administration and the athletic departments all working together to ensure that the athletes have success in the classroom as well as on the field.
How much of a competition, I know some kids are going to play different sports, but between the programs, I mean, your boys and girls basketball team just won state titles. Mater Dei has been called quarterback U. So tell me a little bit about the competition between the football, the baseball, the basketball, and some of the other sports. I'm sure it's a healthy competition.
Of course. All the teams are very competitive, and they want to win their respective CIF titles in their sports. But we all have it's a very close-knit student body as well as a coaching staff. And we pull for each other, and we want all the sports programs to be highly successful.
Talking with modern day head coach Bert Call out of Santa Ana. They won the National High School Invitational in Cary, North Carolina, a prestigious baseball tournament, first time that it was ever held. So let's kind of jump back into that. You won the championship beating three top teams and one other. You were 4-0. Tell me a little bit about that experience, because obviously when you take a road trip like that and you have such competition, it's more than just the competition itself. So how did you guys approach the tournament?
Well, of course, we wanted to go out there and compete at the highest level. And so, you know, we told our kids that, hey, we're going out to North Carolina to win the tournament. But at the same time, we were also going out to build team chemistry and hopefully to foster that team chemistry as we get back into the league season once we're home and then also into the playoffs. So we kind of had a twofold, you know, mission when we went out there, is one, to compete and to show well, and then also to develop that team chemistry.
Tell me a little bit about the actual tournament itself and the fact that you knew who was there. I mean, is there any way, obviously, you know, high school athletics being so fractured now when we have all these interstate games, was there any way to kind of prepare for it? You can read Baseball America, I guess, and figure out who the top prospects are, but how did you get ready for it?
Well, I think my big philosophy every year is to try to play the toughest schedule possible. And a lot of that, especially in our preseason, we're playing a lot of the top schools in Southern California. And I think that helps us and prepares for playing in a big tournament like the National High School Invitational and then also into our playoffs. And so I'm kind of a big believer in that you play, you know, better, the best competition you can, so that you can prepare and handle situations when you come up onto a national stage or in a playoff format.
Well, let's talk about the stage in the championship game. You guys are down by a run in the final inning. Kind of relive it for everybody, because you had some big kids step up, and then you get the walk-off hit to win it. So describe a little bit what happened in that final game against Harvard Westlake to win the championship.
Well, we got down early in the game, 2-0, and our kids continued to compete, and they never, you know, gave up hope that we could actually come back. And then we had a big home run by Ryan McMahon to make it 2-1, and then you could sense that the momentum was shifting our way, and then Ty Moore came out and pitched and was very effective on the mound and getting us back in the dugout, having some more quality at bats. And then just in the seventh inning, I know we were one out going into Davis's at bat, and we still had the confidence that we were going to go out there and compete and find a way to get a run. And then we got a huge home run by Davis Tominaga in the bottom of the seventh, and that kind of escalated our momentum. And then we went into the eighth and were fortunate to get runners on, take advantage of an error, and then come up with Ryan Barr came up with the clutch hit for the victory. And that was a huge confidence boost for our team and a lot of hard work that went into it leading up to the tournament.
Didn't even need a plane to get back, I guess, after the championship game. Let's tell the listeners a little bit about a couple of the kids that are your star kids, and then by name get some of the other kids that play a key role. You've got returning this year, last year's Orange County Player of the Year, and Ty Moore. He's going to play at UCLA. Jeremy Martinez is only a junior. He's a catcher, played on the gold medal winning USA Junior National Team. Tell me a little bit about those two players, and then maybe drop in a couple of other names of kids that have played a key role for you this year early in the season.
Well, I think Ty Moore has done a great job for us over the years. He's kind of our emotional leader. He is very passionate about the game of baseball, and he wants to be very successful. And he's one of the most pure hitters, you know, I've coached, and he just really dominated at the plate in any clutch situation, and he always seems to come up big for us. And then he also pitches too as well, and he takes that competitive, you know, onto the mound and competes and really gets after it. And he never gives in to the opponents. And he's just a phenomenal athlete. And Jeremy Martinez has been my starting catcher for 3 years now, and he's only a junior. He's going to USC. He's just steady. He just goes about his business, quiet confidence, controls the game behind the plate, does a marvelous job interacting with the pitchers and helping them, you know, maximize their performance. And then at the plate, he's got tremendous power, confidence, can hit all pitches, and can hit to all fields. Tremendous athlete. And then we have two, players that have done a great job for us this year, and that's Davis Tominaga, first baseman, pitcher. He beat Bishop Gorman on the mound in the tournament. Fastball change. His changeup is kind of his bread and butter pitch, his out pitch, and does a phenomenal job. And then he came up with the big hit with the home run in the bottom of the seventh to tie it up. And then our third baseman, Ryan McMahon, phenomenal athlete, plays on the football team too as well, quarterback, but has a very pure hitting stroke and then plays great defense and has a strong arm. So those four players had a great tournament in North Carolina, and we're fortunate to have those four players on our team and really being able to compete.
Talking with Burke Hall, the head coach at Mater Dei High School in Santa Ana, California, the baseball team, one of the tops in Southern California. Let's educate the listeners a little bit. I did this a couple of weeks ago on my football show talking about the Trinity League when Orange Lutheran hired its new football coach, but I don't know, I could be wrong about this. There's probably people in Texas or Florida or wherever they're going to argue with me, but the Trinity League, which you've won 28 of the last 28 titles, is a darn tough league in every sport. So describe what it's like. It may be just as tough as the tournament you played in.
Oh, it is. It's the same intensity that we had at the tournament that is in our league. Playing Orange Lutheran and Jay Sarah and Servite, everyone has a quality number one that's either going to be a high draft choice or is attending a major university. So it is very competitive, and all the kids know each other too because they live relatively close to each other. And so it is a highly competitive league, and each game is you never know how it's going to go. So you have to be prepared and ready to perform day in and day out in this league. And I think I feel, and all the other coaches in the league feel, like it's one of the toughest in the nation. As far as the tops, all the six teams in our league and how they come out and compete every day.
Yeah, I read the Orange County Register today preparing for the interview here, and you're not even number one there. You've moved from four to three. So.
Yeah, I know. As Steve Fryer said, it's a tough crowd. So, yeah, so we still got our work to still prove, people in Orange County that we can play at a high level, and we'll continue to do that. So.
That's funny. Let me ask you the question, though. And again, this is always for fun, the rankings. I mean, there's no true way until you get onto the field to prove it. But, given the fact that in Baseball America, we'll just talk about that now, the fact that you beat 1, 2, and 10, how important is it for you to see them move you up pretty darn high, if not into that number one spot?
Well, I mean, it's always an honor when you have a high ranking, but it's not something that we kind of look at and admire too much. It's just a matter of us going out and playing, and our real goal is, as far as the team, is to win the Trinity League and then to win the CIF title. And the rankings are nice, but you still got to play the remaining games on your schedule, and you still got to compete. So
sure,
we'll appreciate it, but we still have a lot of work ahead of us.
We talked a lot at the beginning there about the tradition and the school and the way it's set up. Again, preparing, I saw that 2002 team was pretty darn good, 9 players in D1 schools. Tell me a little bit about that team. Is that the one that goes at the top of the list, or where does it rank in school history as far as you at the helm?
Well, I think, the 2005 team and 2010 team that we had won CIF titles, so they were able to capture that title, and they did a great job. My 2002 team was probably the most talented, even though we came up a little bit short, but they were a pretty special group. But if I were to rank my, teams, it's, the 2005 and 2010 teams, just because of the way they went about it and the way they ended up winning the CIF titles were huge, and especially 2010 team with Corey Hahn and Ty Moore actually throwing a perfect game to in the championship game. And so that was, you know, a very memorable experience for me.
And then the last question before we let you go here, you have coached, you know, in high school, a couple of major leaguers, Sergio Santos, Joel Zumaia, I think there's somebody else, and Danny Espinoza. Tell me a little bit about the thrill you get to watch a young man come into your program and then ascend to that level of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, with, you know, I coached actually Sergio and Danny Espinoza, and both of those players, they came in with phenomenal talent, but just to see them to grow in the game of baseball, Danny going into Long Beach State and then getting drafted and moving up through the ranks, and then also looking at Sergio, who was drafted as a shortstop out of high school, and then eventually moving over to a pitcher and kind of seeing him go through the ranks as a pitcher and making it to the major leagues was very nice to see. And, you know, Danny came out, you know, in the winter and, you know, spent a day with our team and hit with us. And it was good for our team to see him come out and just kind of be with the guys and give us a few tips.
Well, Coach, congratulations on your success through your career and specifically last weekend. And we appreciate you joining us here on the show tonight.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. That is Burt Call, the head coach at Modern Day High School in Santa Ana, California. You're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go back to the wrestling mat, talk about the National High School Wrestling Championships held in Virginia Beach last week. That and more when we come back. This is the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network.
The Navy Seahawk helicopter has a lift capacity of over 6,000 pounds. But when it comes to helping those around the world who need it most, they lift the hopes of millions. To learn more about how the Navy is the best place to do great things, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. It will do you and the world a load of good. Navy. Accelerate your life. You've heard of being named All-Conference, but only one organization has earned the classification of being All-World, the United States Navy. Whether it's humanitarian efforts, fighting terrorism, or protecting America's freedoms, the Navy is the team that helps us all win big. To learn how you can make it to the big league, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. Navy. Accelerate your life.
Jeff Fisher back on the NHSCA Sports Hour this evening. Hope you enjoyed our conversation with Burt Call. Again, just a reminder, if you ever miss any of our shows, they are put into the archives very quickly, usually by midnight tonight. And then you can just go to artistfirst.com, click on the National High School Coaches Association NHSCA Sports Hour tab, and that will show you not only tonight's show, but all of the shows that we've ever had. Again, we're in our seventh year. We've done well over 300 NHSCA Sports Hours, and they're all there for you. Want to remind you, speaking of archives, if you missed and you weren't able, I should say, to get to the 23rd annual NHSCA National High School Wrestling Championships last weekend in Virginia Beach, Virginia, the Senior National Championships will be on television coming up over the course of the next several weeks. Everything will get started with a national broadcast on Fox College Sports Network. That will be on Wednesday, April the 11th, so less than a week from today. We do not have a time yet, but make sure you go to the NHSCA website at nhsca.com. And there's a news release there. It will show you all of the broadcasts. We have a large variety. For example, if you're in the Midwest on Comcast Sportsnet Chicago, which is basically covering Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, and Wisconsin, that broadcast will come up on Thursday, May the 10th at 8 o'clock in the Philadelphia area. So basically Philly, New Jersey, Delaware. That broadcast will be Saturday, April the 14th at 5 p.m. on Comcast Network in Philadelphia. Comcast Network Mid-Atlantic, which is basically Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Pittsburgh, even a little bit of northern New Jersey in there. The broadcast for the NHSCA Senior Nationals will be Saturday, April the 14th at 1 p.m. The Cox Sports Television Network Network will also be broadcasting us coming up next Wednesday. The time slot is 4 p.m. Eastern Time. That's Wednesday, April the 11th. So Cox Sports Television, Time Warner Sports in New York will be on there Tuesday, April the 24th at 9 p.m. And then some of the other ones that will be on, we will be on the Dish Network, the multi-sport package, which is a national outlet for us, as we'll be across, as we just mentioned, you know, Comcast, the Fox Sports Television Network, another one in the Minnesota, North and South Dakota area. It's called Midco Sports Network, Friday, April the 20th at 9 p.m., and then Cox Sports Television in New England, which is basically Connecticut and Rhode Island. That will be Friday, April the 13th at 7 p.m. So again, if you want to check out the finals, and they were really, really good, of the NHSCA National High School Wrestling Championships, go to NHSCA.com and click on the news release there, and you'll see all of the broadcast times and be able to check out all of the great action in the championships. Again, congratulations to all of our All-Americans and specifically all of our champions. It was a fun weekend in Virginia Beach, and get ready for next year's already, as Bob Ferraro and Bobby Ferraro headed back to Easton to get things crack-a-lackin' for the 2013 NHSCA National Wrestling Championships. Now, as we promised coming out of the interview with Burt Call, we're going to take a little bit more time here on the show to talk about the national championships. And of course, we had what happened in Virginia Beach, and then we have Willie Saylor from the Open Mat at theopenmat.com. If you were with us during the month of March, Willie was here for quite a bit to keep everybody up to date as to what was going on around the nation. I'm not quite sure how Willie does it, but he does a great job of letting America know what's going on with the teams and the individuals, with his national rankings in both categories. And we'll take some time right now to kind of look at what his final rankings are. And again, you can check out more by going to theopenmat.com. But the Clinch Gear National Individual Wrestling Rankings for 2011 and 2012 are now official. And we'll take a look at every class and see who he has as the number one. At 106 pounds, it all gets started with a kid that will be back next year, actually from my neck of the woods and the neck of the woods of the National High School Coaches Association from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Darian Cruz ends up the number one ranked 106-pounder in the country, a PIAA Class AA champion, Darian Cruz from Bethlehem Catholic, and he is number one in the nation, according to Willie Saylor. At number at 113 pounds, the number one guy is Jared Brooks from Warsaw High School in Indiana. He's a senior, and he edged out Nathan Tomasello from Ohio. And in that, he said the argument was very simple, did Willie Saylor. He said Brooks and Tomasello split matches in Fargo in the S32 finals, with Brooks winning last. So therefore, Jared Brooks is the number one ranked 113-pounder. Again, go to theopenmat.com. Willie ranks every weight class 1 through 20, so you get to see where all the good ones are, some of the kids that are coming back in each weight class for next year, so you can get ready for the 2012-2013 school year. Now, at 120 pounds, the number one title was decided at the Dapper Dan Classic in Pittsburgh when George DiCamillo of St. Ignatius out of Ohio defeated the number two man, Nicky Roberts from North Star in Pennsylvania. So with that win in the Dapper Dan by DiCamillo, he's the number one guy at 120 pounds. At 126 pounds, which we know is one of the deepest weight classes in recent memory, Willie talked about it, and there was tons of movement throughout the season in this weight class. The number one guy there is Jimmy Gulaban from Derry High School out of Pennsylvania. Moving up to 132 pounds, Mark Gray of Blair Academy, a guy that did a lot of great things during his career in New Jersey. He, of course, was the outstanding wrestler at last week's 23rd annual NHSCA National High School Wrestling Championship. The senior, who is a four-time national prep champion, is the number one guy in the weight classes, according to Willie Saylor at the Open Mat. We move up to 138 pounds, a young man who was a two-time state champ in Illinois and then moved to Michigan this year, Ben Whitford, who was also one of our GTM Sportswear's Athlete of the Month and National Player of the Year, I should say Wrestler of the Year. He is ranked number one at 138 pounds, as he did it again, this time in the state of Michigan, wrestling for St. John's this year. So congratulations to Ben Whitford. We move up to 145 pounds, where Jason Saritis of Crown Point in Indiana is the number one guy, according to Willie Saylor at the Open Mat. Willie also the national recruiting writer for Wynn Magazine. Moved to 152 pounds, an Ohio wrestler, Bo Jordan of St. Paris Graham, finishes the season number one in the country, according to Willie Saylor. And then at 160 pounds, a young man from Pennsylvania, Chance Marsteller from Kennerdale, is the number one guy. He's a sophomore, so he's got two good years ahead of him. At 170 pounds, Taylor Massa of St. John's, another St. John's wrestler out of Michigan. He finishes number one in the country, according to the Open Mat. At 182 pounds, out of the state of Oregon, it's Brandon Griffin from Sprague High School. Congratulations to Brandon. At 195 pounds, Devin Peterson of Wisconsin Rapids in Wisconsin is the number one ranked wrestler. At 220 pounds, Kyle Snyder from Good Counsel out of Maryland, a sophomore. He is ranked number one in the country at the end of the season. And then finally, at heavyweight, a young man that will be back next year making Blair Academy strong again, Brooks Black is the number one heavyweight. So there you have it. Again, go to theopenmat.com and you can see Willie Saylor's individual rankings from Clinch Gear. So congratulations to all of those young men we mentioned, and you'll see the top 20 wrestlers in each weight class if you go to Willie Saylor's rankings. And thanks to Willie throughout the season for helping us out. And by the way, Willie was just recognized by several organizations as one of the top writers in the country. And Willie from my hometown of Easton, congratulations, and look forward to talking to you next year when we get back into the wrestling season. A great one, and it should be another good one because there's a lot of great kids coming back. Going to take a break. When we come back, speaking of great kids, we're going to take a look at our nominees for the month of April for the GTM Sportswear Athlete of the Month Award. That and more when we come back. You're listening to the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network.
The hottest technology in the world isn't being developed in Silicon Valley. In the United States Navy, more top-secret technologies are being created than ever before. Incredible machines made of stealth materials that fly by themselves. The only problem with these incredible technologies? It's a shame the enemy can't see them. To learn more, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. Navy. Accelerate your life.
Look around you. One in four kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids who don't know where they'll get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come from you.
Back on the NHSCA Sports Hour this evening, time to talk about April's GTM Sportswear Athlete of the Month nominees. As always, every month we have six nominees, and you can, as one of the listeners here, go to the website, nhsca.com, click on the Athlete of the Month tab, and vote on the six young men and women that I'm about to tell you about, spread across many different sports, is up for nomination this month. We have a couple of basketball players, a couple of wrestlers, someone from lacrosse and someone from cross country. So a good cross section of athletes here as we head into the month of April. Again, GTM Sportswear, the proud sponsor of the NHSCA Athlete of the Month Award. We're going to start with a junior, one of the nominees. We're going to just go in alphabetical order for our six nominees. It's Akoi Ago. He's a 6'9 forward, deflecting and altering shot after shot and leading Omaha Central to its third straight Class A boys basketball championship in the state of Nebraska. Ago had a staggering 30 block shots in three state championship games, and he posted a triple-double, 16 points, 13 rebounds, and 14 block shots as the Eagles, 30-0 this year, rallied past Omaha South High School 55-38 in the championship game. Omaha Central became the first team to cap an undefeated season in Nebraska's largest classification since 1989. They've won 36 straight over 2 years, and Ago accomplished all of this despite suffering a torn meniscus a month before the start of the state tournament. Though he averaged just 12 points and 6 rebounds per game during the regular season, it is estimated that Ago either blocks or alters at least a dozen shots per game. Next up, Mary Kane, sophomore from Bronxville High School in Bronxville, New York. A month after setting the national sophomore record in the 1,000 meters, Kane set a second national sophomore record, this time in the 1,500, with a time of 4 minutes, 24.25 seconds to take the state's indoor meet in New York. She won the race by 5 seconds, and Kane's time, which is number four all-time for any class, shattered the previous sophomore record of 4 minutes, 27.57 seconds, which was held by another New York runner, Nicole Blood of Saratoga Springs High School. On February the 8th, Kane set the 1,000 sophomore record in the New Balance Collegiate Invitational in 2 minutes, 47.29 seconds. Now, with that time, Kane also set a state record in New York, a Section 1 record, and a Westchester County record, and she has the best time in the U.S. so far this year as a freshman. She set the outdoor state record in New York in the 1,500 with a time of 4 minutes, 17.84 seconds. Next up, Bryant Clagan, a junior wrestler from Toms River South High School in Toms River, New Jersey. A year after winning the NHSCA National Sophomores Championship, which came on his freshman championship, on the heels of his freshman championship as well, Clagan was voted the outstanding wrestler in the New Jersey State Wrestling Tournament, completing a 41-0 season at 138 pounds. Clagan needed just 1 minute and 37 seconds to pin Tyler Hunt of South Plainfield High School in the Battle of Unbeatens in the championship match at 138 pounds. That followed a very impressive march through the bracket, and Clagan was the state runner-up last year at 130 pounds as a sophomore with a 36-1 record. Another wrestler up for your consideration for the GTM Sportswear Athlete of the Month is Taylor Massa, a senior at St. John's High School in St. John's, Michigan. We talked about him earlier as far as being ranked number one by Willie Saylor of the Open Mat at his weight class. Massa finished his high school career with his fourth Division II state wrestling title at 171 pounds, one of six wrestlers from the school. To win individual gold this year, and he became just the 15th wrestler in state history in Michigan to win four individual titles and the fifth to finish his career unbeaten. This guy has had some incredible numbers. Taylor Massa finished 42-0 this season for his career, 221 wins and no losses. That followed 59-0 records as a freshman and a sophomore at 145 and 152 pounds. As a junior, he was 61-0. He pinned all four of his state tournament opponents in a combined time of 5 minutes and 48 seconds, giving him more than 200 pins in his career. Quite a career for Taylor Massa. Again, one of the six nominees for the GTM Sportswear Athlete of the Month Award for the month of April. Next stop is the state of Florida. Connor Whipple, he's a junior from St. Andrew's School in Boca Raton, Florida. 2 weeks after the lacrosse attacker scored 9 goals in one game, he scored an unofficial national record with 11 goals and added 3 assists as St. Andrews, 7-0 at the time of his nomination, scored a 21-0 victory over Gulliver Prep. The National High School Federation lists the record for the most goals in a game at 10, though the New York State Public High School Association lists Robert Allen from Medina High School in New York as having scored 12 goals in a game back on May 7th in 2008. Connor Whipple is a verbal to Georgetown, and his father, Rory, is the all-time winningest coach in NCAA Division II history in lacrosse. We round out our six nominees with Mackenzie White, a senior from Scott High School in Madison, West Virginia. The 5'9 guard was named the Mary Ostrowski Award winner by the West Virginia Sports Writers Association as the top girls basketball player in the state, averaging 21 points, 8.5 rebounds, and 7.8 assists. Along with 4 steals and 1.4 block shots this season, she led the Skyhawks to a 24-3 record and a third consecutive Class AA state title game. She amassed over 2,100 points in her career and 902 rebounds. One of the highlights this year for White was when she led Scott, her team, to end Summers County's 105-game win streak back in January. You may remember we had the Summers County coach on the show after the win streak was snapped, but at the time when they snapped it, it was the current longest win streak in the nation at 105 games, and Scott compiled an impressive 84-22 record in White's 4-year career, which is a winning percentage of 792. So again, Those are the six nominees for the GTM Sportswear Athlete of the Month Award. You can go to NHSCA.com to vote for your favorite. All of the bios are there that I just talked about. The voting for April will close on April the 23rd. But again, go to the website, NHSCA.com, click on the Athlete of the Month tab. If you want to nominate your athlete, the only way to do that as a coach is to be a member of the NHSCA. And again, you can go to NHSCA.com to learn how to become a member of our organization. Going to take our final break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up with a tour around the nation for the news of the week that was. That and more when we come back. This is the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artists First Radio Network.
Do not adjust your radio frequency. This is not a test. This is the Artist First Network. Cool.
Welcome to the Artist First Network, a weekly program featuring the best independent artists anywhere.
Damn it, get the hell out of my kitchen.
You just hit the Artist First Network. Now you're going to jail for assault.
This is the Artist First Network, the network of independent artists. Each week, the Artist First Network brings you the newest and brightest of independent and undiscovered artists.
Hi, the latest project was recorded. I can get through this. Can we keep it rolling?
Hi, this is Big Daddy. Big Daddy and the Generator. This next cut is called Baby, You're So Hot. Jim. Alright, here, give me another crack at that one. Quit laughing at me.
Where's the web? I told you. www.artistfirst.com.
Welcome to the Artist First Network.
Hi everybody, my name is Ron Chepsik, and I am a co-producer and co-host of Crime Beat, Issues, Personalities, and Controversies from the Dark Side. We hope you can join my co-producer and co-host, Willie Hareb, and me every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Artist First Worldwide Radio Network. We will take you into the back alleys and boardrooms of the world's most fascinating subject, crime. We have a diverse group of guests on the show who will talk about a wide range of fascinating subjects. They include organized crime, drug trafficking, government corruption, sports scandals, victims' rights, and crime as it relates to the war on terror. Our shows are timely and always stimulating. So we hope you can tune in on Thursday at 8 p.m. for another Dynamite program about crime. Past shows are available free. Visit artistfirst.com. Stay tuned.
Time to go around the nation, check out some headlines from the week that was in high school athletics. The Ohio High School Athletic Association's Board of Directors will again put a competitive balance proposal up for a vote by the principals of its member schools. The vote will take place as part of the annual referendum voting process between May 1st and May the 15th. If the competition competitive balance issue is passed, it would place schools into their respective tournament divisions in team sports based on sport-by-sport athletic count. Now, the formula for calculating the athletic count includes factors related to how students enter the school, such as the boundary factor, the ability of students to access additional resources for successful competition, which is socioeconomic factors, and the success of a specific program over a long period of time, which is the tradition factor. If adopted by the membership, the change would become effective for the 2013-14 school year. The initial competitive balance proposal was defeated last May. Very close vote, 332 against and 303 for. So again, that vote coming up in mid-May. Now some football news. First, from the state of New Jersey, a proposal that would expand the high school football public school group classifications for playoffs from 4 to 5, which would increase the total number of sectional champions crowned by the state, including non-public, to 24, was approved Wednesday by the New Jersey State Interscholastic Athletic Association's Program Review Committee, and it will be up for a vote next month's executive committee meeting. Now, if the proposal goes through next month, New Jersey, which currently crowns 20 sectional champions, would add 4 more title winners for the 2012 season. It would also mean 32 more schools would make the playoffs. Now, only 4 months ago, a proposal to streamline the football playoffs and play down to an overall group state champ, which has really been a hot button in the state of New Jersey, was narrowly voted down. New Jersey is only one of a couple of states, including the state of Massachusetts in the country, that does not crown an overall champion. Massachusetts right now is going through a new proposal that would create a statewide playoff system. And Lane Kiffin and the USC football program adding a prize recruit to the class of 2013. Of course, it's all just verbal at this point, but on Wednesday, Skyline Washington quarterback Max Brown chose the Trojans over Alabama, Oklahoma, Washington. At a news conference at his high school, Brown is considered one of the top passers in the country. Last year, he completed 70% of his passes for 4,034 yards and 45 touchdowns. Again, it all doesn't become complete until February, National Letter of Intent signing day. So that's February of 2013. But again, lots of kids trying to get the decision out of the way, but we know it doesn't mean anything because verbals don't turn always into signing on the dotted line, as we've seen over the course of the last decade or so. And we wrap up with some basketball news from Chicago. The Windy City going to flex its muscles in high school basketball. We all know how powerful Chicago can be when it comes to producing great college and NBA talent. But just announced, coming up in December, the Chicago Elite Basketball Winter Classic will take place with a couple of the big teams in the city hosting this tournament. Simeon, which had another outstanding season, spending some time at the top of the national polls. They won another state title, going 33-1, and they're expected to be pretty darn good again in 2012-2013. The three-time defending Class 4A state champion Simeon teaming up with Whitney Young to host the event on December the 1st of 2012. Simeon will be led by a senior at that time. He's a junior right now, Jabari Parker, considered one of the top players in the country, will be back for his senior year. A third Chicago team scheduled to participate will be De La Salle, and Simeon traveled to Memphis for the Penny Hardaway Hoop Festival in January. They beat the local powerhouse there, Southwind. Now Southwind is expected to be good in 2012-2013, and they're going to put the two teams together again for a rematch. And Southwest spent a lot of time in the national rankings this year. Now, joining Southwest from out of state will be four teams featured in Max Prep's final Excellent 25 national rankings. Number 3, Milton from Georgia, will be in town. Number 6, Mater Dei from Santa Ana, California, will be in the tournament. Number 13, DeMatha out of Hyattsville, Maryland, will be in Chicago. And out of the state of Utah, Lone Peak will come in for that. So going to be real interesting. So additional teams and matchups and venues will be announced later on. But again, Max Preps reporting that the Chicago Elite Basketball Winter Classic is pretty much a done deal for December of 2012. Want to thank all of our sponsors for making the show possible tonight, starting with Gatorade's G-Series and the U.S. Navy. Also along to help us out tonight was XCNation.com, the nation's number one cross-country website, Dr. Jared Spencer from Mind of the Athlete, and then all of our wrestling sponsors such as Cliff Keen, Dalla Muir, and All American Wrestling Supply, making the NHSCA Sports Hour possible. Want to thank our lone guest on the show tonight, but a good one, out of Santa Ana, California, Mater Dei's Bert Call, the head baseball coach there. Congratulations to the Monarchs on winning USA Baseball's National High School Invitational last week, taking down the number 1, number 2, and number 10 teams in the nation. Want to thank Corey King back in Ohio for keeping the show running smoothly. Now this is Jeff Fisher from Chicago saying good night and good sports. You've been listening to the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network. We'll be right back.